Hi, I'm Chef Rudy Sodermin, Princess Cruises Head of Culinary Arts and the menu maker for the Catch by Rudy, that's me. Come sail with us when I want the Alaskan king crab of food news. I listen to Sal Cole Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLA Radio.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. The show is when we get the opportunity to chat with the executive chef for Legends Hospitality here at Angel Stadium, Dennis Radcliffe, about what's new on the menu at Angel Stadium. And what's great is there are actually a couple new concession stands at Angel Stadium this year, plus a really great dessert item that, as I saw in firsthand experience, is already a home run. So that is a good thing. Joining Dennis Radcliffe in studio with us right now is actually pastry chef. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. We do appreciate it. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. One of my favorite times of the year on the show is when we get the opportunity to chat with the executive chef for Legends Hospitality here at Angel Stadium, Dennis Radcliffe, about what's new on the menu at Angel Stadium. And what's great is there are actually a couple new concession stands at Angel Stadium this year, plus a really great dessert item that, as I saw in firsthand experience, is already a home run. So that is a good thing. Joining Dennis Radcliffe in studio with us right now is actually pastry chef for Los Angeles, Tracy, who is based at SoFi, but in terms of all the sweets that come out of Angel Stadium, that is part of her portfolio. And it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Dennis and pastry chef Tracy to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Lady and gentlemen, good morning. Glad to have you both here.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, good morning. Happy to be back.
Dennis, I've been very lucky because in preparation for our interview today, not only did I get to attend a few weeks ago Angel's Media Day and see everything that is on all the menus here at Angel Stadium, but for opening day, I was lucky enough to be a guest of the Angels in a suite and be able to experience what the suite menu can be. Also, when I was here for opening day, I had a chance to do a walk around of the stadium, see the new concession stands, see the existing concession stands, seeing where there were lines, seeing what people, you know, were eating. Also had a chance to go into Brewery X, which I like quite a lot. Great design there, but also you have some new menu items that are part of Brewery X. So we need to get into it. Let's start out with, you are very proud of this new decadent waffle item that is part of the menu here at Angel Stadium. It is called Walk Off Waffles. So I sampled them at the Angel Media Day. They're two varieties. And, you know, yeah, this is a winner. But when I was here for opening night, the line that was at Walk Off Waffles. And understand, it moves, but it's interesting, Chef Dennis, how do people know about a new item like that and then go crazy over it? So tell us about Walk Off Waffles.
Well, it's interesting because like the Angels do a really good job about like promoting, like if you even look on the Jumbotrons, Angels do a great job of promoting Walk Off Waffle right now, where it's at, and we're even like, we just opened up a new stand for it in the first base food court. So hopefully that line that we're seeing, so like, you know, the top of the ninth, bottom of the ninth inning, hopefully we start pushing more of that crowd, more people have more access to it rather than it just being one stand. Now it's so popular that we're able to open up a second one. It's definitely more popular than we really thought it was going to be, which is good. It's a good problem to have.
Now, tell us the two variations, Chef Dennis, that are available, because again, you got to tempt our audience.
Yeah, we have our strawberries and cream version with it. So it's a strawberry cream, whipped cream, fresh strawberries, and we have that in our very thin Belgium style waffle, and then we drizzle a little bit of strawberry syrup over the top. And then our other variation is a s'mores. So we have chocolate sauce. We do a marshmallow fluff, some graham cracker crumble on it. You know, that one's one of my favorites. But as we get into summer, you know, strawberry is going to be even better. So that's probably going to be quickly be my next favorite.
You know, Dennis, I think one of the selling points here is we all eat with our eyes. So I noticed when people were walking around the concourse with one of the waffles, the strawberry in particular, you know, really catches your eye. People say, where did you get that? So, yeah.
Yes. Cool. And then if people add soft serve to it, which you can in Stand 232, because we have those soft serve machines there. So when people see the ice cream and the waffle, you know, you kind of get best of both worlds right there.
Now, how are you creating the waffles? And I imagine they have to be, you know, fresh for that day. So tell us a little more.
Yeah, so it's a pretty large production because of the amount of waffles we have to do. So in the back, which most people don't see, we have about 8 waffle irons in the back, and we have quite a few people in the back just making waffles nonstop just so we can get through that line. It's quite the production.
I'm loving it. Now, where did you come up? Because, you know, of course, there are a lot of different recipes for waffles. Where did you come up with the waffle recipe?
So we met with a couple different vendors and tried to look at different concepts, you know, from around the country. And we have a really good relationship, obviously, with the Angels and, you know, kind of collaborating with them and seeing what their ideas were, what other stadiums are doing. And, you know, one of the bigger, more popular things that, you know, came from Orange County, you know, we have something similar called Bruxy. So it's kind of taking a little bit of a riff off of that and making something very similar to it. So that's the style of waffle that we do.
Chef Dennis, Bruxy is definitely a good source of inspiration. So, you know, quality product, and they have done well over the years. Chef Tracy, bringing you into the conversation, I saw on Media Day some pretty decadent caramel apples. Tell us a little bit about what is in your spread, and there even is a dedicated concession stand that you have for desserts here. So tell us more.
So the caramel apples have been popular since, you know, I got my start here at Angels as a cook. So I was here back in 2014 when Legends took over. And we have an excellent cook that's been here for years, Maria Valise. She does all of our caramel apples, and we call her the caramel queen. Like, I probably couldn't do as good a job as she does, so we leave her to it. But we make them fresh every day. We try to keep up with different types of toppings, you know, to get everybody something they like. I personally love circus animal cookies, so that's a new one that we went with this year. We have one of my biggest missions is to have something house made accessible for everybody. So we do have a new dessert cart concession stand on the club level out of the
at stand 334 and 314. So they'll be on the first baseline and then the third baseline.
Yeah. And there you're able to purchase things that we actually put on our dessert carts that roll through the sweets levels,
yes,
which is really nice. You know, we do a lot of beautiful house-made items there, and I'm excited to offer that to everybody.
You do some pretty incredible house-baked cookies. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little more.
So we have actually been using this chocolate chip cookie since our start here. It has a really nice dark chocolate. We use Velrhona. We're able to use some really great quality products. It's not too salty. It's soft baked, and it's probably one of my favorite things. I also have it at SoFi in every concession stand there, and it's probably like our number one seller overall.
Tracy, you had me at Valrhona. For our listeners that might not be familiar with that, that is a premium French chocolate and quite high-end, but definitely delicious and, you know, not an everyday thing that most of us can afford, but, you know, we like that commitment to quality. Chef Dennis, let's get back to the sweets for a minute, if we can. I was really impressed with the tri-tip nachos. I don't think that's a new item, but it definitely got my attention. Tell us a little bit more, because, I mean, boy, you know, you see that sitting there on the chafing dish, and that's a lot of good food, but a lot of good taste and a lot of good contrast.
So, I mean, baseball stadium, you want to get a nacho, and every year we try to do a different variation of a nacho in our various you know, premium locations, whether it be Brewery X, Sweets, and Diamond Club, you'll never find the same nacho in each one. So Sweets having their own identity, we kind of came up with something, you know, the barbecue and doing fresh grilled meats is always something really popular in the Sweets, especially during the summertime. So we're like, okay, how do we really tap into that? We get our tri-tip in for Newport Meat. They take really good care of us. We marinate it. We grill it in-house. Nothing is, like, pre-diced. It's actually, like, you know, whole tri-tip. And they marinate it, grill it, slice it up, throw it on some nachos with our fresh jalapeno cheese sauce, which is always a fan favorite.
It definitely was a fan favorite in our suite. Now, there was also a delicious assortment of cut fruit in the suite that comes from our friends at Melissa's. Tell us a little bit more about what is new stadium-wide for Melissa's this year, because I know you regularly have their fruit cups. Where are the fruit cups available?
The fruit cups are available in seat, and then they're available in the corner markets. And we get a lot of summers coming around the corner, so melons are going to be even more delicious. And then we serve that with chamoy, a tamarind steak as well. And they're a great handheld item that you can, you know, walk around with instead of having a big tray of it. You just have this cup with nice spears, kind of taking the frutetta style and kind of bringing that into the stadium.
And what else is new with Melissa's this year at Angel Stadium?
Melissa, so they were a big part of our, you know, ideation coming into this season. Like, even starting out with one stand 130 Spuds, they helped us. They brought us into their facility, and they showed us a couple different options that we could do. So we took some inspiration for them, and we came up with our new Spuds concept, where we had the DYPs that are proprietary to Melissa's.
From Idaho.
Yep. And instead of doing that, which we had the same concept for a while, so we changed it up. We do a smoked jalapeno bratwurst, some smoky bacon cheddar cheese sauce, caramelized peppers, and then we actually use a Melissa's escabeche that we chop up, puree a little bit, and we use that as a relish on the top.
Loving it, Chef Dennison. A point that you made that I will just expand on before we go to break and pick up the conversation on the other side is Melissa's has a whole corporate chef team that in a test kitchen, they do nothing but develop recipes. Mm-hmm. So what you experienced was an extension of what they do for the general public.
Yep. They brought us in, Chef Marco, and then Chef Angel. Chef Angel actually did an activation in Diamond Club a couple weeks ago. They did fresh-made guacamole, and they had like the pink pineapples, and so you were able to go into Diamond Club, and they would mash it up, mix everything in there for you with some taro chips. It was a pretty cool experience for the guests that they got to enjoy.
Chef Dennis, gotta love it. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're visiting with the executive chef for Legends Hospitality here at Angel Stadium, Dennis Radcliffe, and his partner in crime, pastry chef for L.A., Tracy. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.